Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 10th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Finding Simplicity. The Bible message is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We live in complex times. We enter the world simply enough, needing only food, sleep, shelter, and love. We leave the world simply enough, taking nothing of the earth with us, although sometimes the hours, days, and weeks leading up to death may be among the most complex and expensive of our lives. But that is a topic for a future Life Note. In between birth and death, however, our lives become complicated well beyond any reasonable need. Certainly raising children ratchets up the complexity meter as parents provide for the needs of the child through various stages of growth. As we go through life, we tend to accumulate stuff that was useful at one time, but has sat dormant for years. Unless we are obsessive about purging on a regular basis, our unused stuff can overtake our living space, further complicating our lives. We forget that there are costs to hoarding. The physical and financial cost comes from having to store, move, and care for our possessions. The human cost is borne by those who could use what we hoard. Our possessions are only one area of life's complexity, however. In fact, our possessions are both a result of and a cause of unnecessary complexity. Something I have noticed in my limited experience in third world countries is the comparative lack of complexity. Many people do not have cars, televisions, access to the internet, big homes, or multiple sets of shoes and clothes for different seasons and occasions. While they would be considered underprivileged in the West, it is considered the norm for them because it is a common state of being in their culture. And many of them live happy, fulfilled lives without the necessities of the West. Another difference is that friends, family, and God seem to be real and present parts of their everyday lives, much more so than in the West. A simple life, in my view, is one where there is freedom to do what calls to us in the moment. Granted, most lives are too busy to drop everything to answer to the whims of the moment, but a simple life has the ability to do so at least part of the time. That could be an intimate visit with a dear friend, taking a long drive, going for a contemplative walk, curling up with a good book, or writing a letter to a shut-in. Even this Life Note on simplicity is overly complicated. I only wanted to encourage us to enjoy uncomplicated time with friends, family, and God. Spending unhurried, unpressured time with friends is one of life's richest blessings. To rest in God's presence without feeling the need to prepare in a particular way, be in a particular place, or come up with only eloquent words to say is a surefire way to remain centered. One of the simplest ways to encounter God is by paying attention to our breath. Our first and final act in this world is to take a breath. Most breaths in between are done unconsciously. In the Genesis story, quote, "A wind from God swept over the face of the waters," end quote. The Hebrew word for wind is ruach, which means breath. It also means spirit. Every breath we take is a renewal of God's original and ongoing breath of creation. It is God's spirit flowing through us. Focusing on our breath necessarily calls forth God's presence in a completely natural and simple way. The Hebrew word, translated as Lord in the Bible, is YHWH, which in English is pronounced Yahweh. The Israelites believed this holy name was not to be spoken. Some believe the reason it was not to be spoken is that it was to be breathed. Yah as an inhale, way as an exhale, way. In fact, this is a contemplative practice called the Yahweh Prayer, breathing the name of God. Seen in this way, calling the name of God is our first and final act on earth, as well as every act in between. Paying attention to our breath is a simple and accessible way to open ourselves to God's presence, even when we only have a minute. Building simplicity into our lives is a way to ease our burdens and find rest for our souls. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.